Chris McCandless is finally getting to tell his own story. A new book offers up photographs and writings by the young adventurer who died of starvation on the Stampede Trail near Healy in 1992. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the book Back to the Wild provides new insight into a story that previously spawned a best-selling book and major motion picture.
The material in Back to the Wild was used to research the popular Into the Wild book and movie, but has never before been released to the public in raw form. Chris McCandless's parents, Walt and Billy, led up the book project, which is being published 20 years after their son, fresh out of college, dropped out of their lives to tramp around the West. Walt McCandless says it was a long time before they were able to look at the photographs Chris took during his journey.
Billy and I couldn't do it. But when I started to go through the copyright process, I had to look at every one of them and write out where it was taken, when it was taken, what it was. And that's when the impact on me said, you know, there's a story here that's never been told. The book didn't tell it. In fact, in the movie, they don't show a picture of him, of Chris taking a picture. And here he took hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pictures, and no one's ever seen them.
Walt McCandless says the photos have helped him reconnect with the spirit of the son he lost. He says the images let you share in what Chris was looking for and experienced during his 2 years on the road.
The places that he went, but more than that, it's the look on his face when he's there. The fact that almost all these pictures show him smiling or show him pointing in the direction that he's traveling, that was a characteristic picture that he would take. He took pictures of his home, which is the tent or the canoe. Pictures of the friends that he met. It's a panorama of places and adventures.
Chris McCandless's story of forsaking family and privilege to live hand to mouth and ultimately alone has attained him Kerouac or Thoreau-like status. Into the Wild is required reading in many high schools, and people from around the world come to Alaska to trek to the old bus where McCandless lived and died in the summer of 1992. Back to the Wild contributor Heather Horton, a painter from Toronto, never knew Chris McCandless, but says she's inspired by him.
When I saw those photos, I thought, this guy was an artist too, just like me. And he, to see his photographs in an unfiltered way, pure and plain as he shot them, that was so moving. I thought, I have to do some paintings based on these, because I really, so it's a respect thing. I painted about 15 paintings based on his photographs because out of respect for, wow, this guy really knew composition. This guy really knew. And he was memorializing. He was a documentarian. It was his autobiography that he was doing. That's what I firmly believe.
Horton was part of a group of book collaborators that Walt and Billy McCandless recently brought to Alaska to visit the Stampede Road bus. Jan Burris met Chris McCandless during his travels. She says seeing the bus helped her understand the lasting impact of her friend.
I was standing there looking at the walls in the bus with all the homage people have paid to him and reading all those things people had to say. And I thought, wow, he deserves every bit of this.
Many Alaskans don't view Chris McCandless so highly, but friend Wayne Westerberg says the young man was an exceptional person and his story will endure. Westerberg, who employed McCandless on his South Dakota farm, says his quest to live deliberately makes McCandless different.
A young guy that was intelligent, you know, and went off and did this with reasoning and with thought. And I don't know that it'll ever necessarily be over, because there'll always be a new group of kids coming up, and there'll always be somebody that really associates themselves to this story.
Chris McCandless's mom, Billy, says the new book may help answer deep, lingering questions about her son.
Why did he go? Why did he do this? Why did he do that? And I think when they look through and see Chris actually doing the things that he recorded in the book, in his pictures, they're going to be able to have the answer to this question for themselves. I can't answer the question why for them, but they'll look at Chris's reason and maybe be able to pull an answer out of it for themselves and satisfy that longing, that need in them.
Billy McCandless encourages young people inspired by her son to seek fulfillment, but to stop short of the extreme and stay in touch with family. Proceeds from Back to the Wild will go to the Christopher McCandless Foundation, a charity that helps young mothers and their children. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.